The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of iRibe English Radio, now it's time to listen to a short speech by Shaykh Ja'far Ja'far.
I begin in the name of Allah, the most kind, the most merciful. It's due to that kindness and mercy that we have these opportunities where we gather in remembrance and glorification of Him, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. We send our congratulatory messages to all the believers all around the world as we gather tonight to celebrate the birth anniversary of our living Imam, Al-Hujja Ajalallahu Ta'ala Farajahu Sharif. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa Ali Muhammad. It sounds like you guys have jet lag from the Amal last night, you know. Today is a day of joy, a day of happiness, you know, and it's a day that we celebrate and revere. It's the day that starts the life of the Imam that we are waiting for. And our responsibility, I would say, you know, when we look at the traditions that we have regarding the period of Ghaiba in particular, we find that these traditions echo a very similar point, you know, and the point is that at the time of Ghaiba, things are going to be very difficult. Yeah, things are going to be hard. You know, when we look at that, we have to understand that what is being referred to here is not necessarily material difficulty, right? Though that it could be also understood. Because many of us today, and I can't speak for everybody, but many of us today don't feel the material pain that others in the world do. We have a roof over our heads. We have food in our tables. We have heat, air conditioning. We have safety. This is something we cannot take for granted, the aman that we have, the safety that we have. And so when we look at this hadith that talk about, you know, the difficulty of ghaiba, we have to keep in mind that let's not wait for a material difficulty, right? Where something happens and then we rush off to Costco to buy toilet paper, for example, right? That's not the kind of difficulty that we're talking about. It's a difficulty of faith, right? But even then, we have to understand exactly what does it mean when it says difficulty of faith. Because if you think about it, today, for many of us, we can do the different aspects of our faith that maybe our ancestors couldn't do, right? We can pray freely. Yeah, when maybe our first, second generations moved to Canada, we're talking about in the 60s, it was difficult to be a practicing Muslim here. There was no halal food. Muslims were not recognized as such. Today, you can ask your boss, I need to pray. They'll let you pray, right? Today, we can go for ziyarat whenever we decide to go for ziyarat. It was not like the times of Mutawakkil where you had to chop off an arm to go for ziyarat, right? And so, again, from the perspective of the external nature of faith, we can even accomplish that. But the question is then, where is that difficulty? The difficulty lies in the fact that we can do all of these things. We are materially okay. We are, from the perspective of fulfilling our responsibilities of faith, okay. But how many Salmans are being produced from this? How many Abu Dharrs are being produced from this? How many Miqdads are being produced from this? How many Zuraras are being produced from this? Forget Sadiqs and Mahdis and Husseins. That's a different caliber. But even the companions who are considered the best of companions, the ease that we have in practicing this religion, imagine, again, you got to keep in mind that at the time of Amir al-Mu'mineen, at the time of the different Aimma, to be a companion of the Ahlul Bayt was a death sentence. Yeah, it was a death sentence. We don't have that fear. Yet, how many Miqdads are there today? How many Salmans, Abu Dharrs are there today, right? And the way we get there is by ensuring that the faith that we have in our minds and in our hearts manifests itself with action. The external fulfillment of obligations that we can do gels with the heart to produce pure faith that will yield in beautiful results. That is what the expectation is. But that's where the difficulty lies. There are many distractions in this world today. There are many temptations in this world today. More so than they have been in the past, definitely, right? And so yes, there is ease on one end, but there is a difficulty on the other end as well, right? And that's where our responsibility lies. Our responsibility to be the companions of our Imam, the kind of companions that our A'imma had. The Habib ibn Madahirs. SubhanAllah, the Muslim ibn Awsajaz. This is what we're talking about, right? As I like to call them, the do or die companions. They were with the Imam no matter what, right? No matter what happened. And so that's what we have to work on. And of course, it's difficult. This is what the hadith tell us. It's going to be difficult. But it's up to us how much work we want to put in. But I want to read this hadith that tells us what the reward is if we are able to accomplish that difficult task, you know. Because you can imagine that if this is a difficult task, the reward must be fantastic, and it is. This hadith is from our seventh Imam Al-Kazim alayhi afdalu salatu wassalam. Salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. He says, Tuba. Tuba, you know, this is not Toba. You know, Tuba is like beautiful, blessed. When we say in Ziyarat Tibtum wa Tabatil Ardul Lati Fiha Dufintum, that you became blessed and you blessed the land in which you are buried in. He says, Tuba li Shi'atina, that blessed are our Shia, or blessings to our Shia. Al Mutamassikina bihablina fi ghaybati qa'imina. But what Shia? The Shia who are able to hold on to our rope, he says, during the ghaybah period. Right? Holding on to this rope is not merely the external actions, but it's living the life of the A'imma alayhimu salam. But he says, blessed are these people who can do so. He says, they are the ones, as-sabitina ala mu'alatina wal-bara'ati min a'da'ina. They are the ones who are firm in their wilaya to us. In their tawalla, in their love for us, and they are firm in their bara'a, in their aloofness, in their tabarra of our enemies. And then he says something really beautiful, really beautiful. He says, Ula'ika minna wa nahnu minhum. Subhanallah, subhanallah. He says, these type of Shia, the one who are willing to do this and who hold on to our rope, he says, they are from us and we are from them. Subhanallah. You know, I always say, when we read Ziyarat Ashura, we always say, Allahumma ja'alna ma'ahum fi dunya wal akhirah. Make us amongst them, with them. Ma'ah is with. But then I was talking to my teacher and I said, there's a higher status than that, isn't there? And he says, there is, you know. And the higher status is to be minhum, from them. Salman minna ahlul bayt. Man, you have to be special to be minhum, from them. To be considered amongst the ahlul bayt. That's the goal, That's the goal. And the Shia who are able to hold on to their wilaya with the conditions of wilaya in ghayba will be considered from them, my brothers and sisters. What an honor can be bestowed upon us if we do the work that is necessary to be done in ghaiba.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karim Adi Ali. حالي حكيم متين غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.